Welcome to your AI podcast. Here's what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today, we're diving into some fascinating topics in artificial intelligence and technology, a field that continues to shape our future in unprecedented ways. In this episode, we'll explore a new era of innovation, Google Research at I/O 2026 from Google Research. Here's why the failure of Blue Origin's new Glenn rocket is so catastrophic from Ars Technica. And Rocket Report, a dark day for Blue Origin, Pentagon Eye's new launch site, also from Ars Technica. Each topic captures the essence of progress and pitfalls in the ever-evolving landscapes of AI and aerospace technology. First up, let's take a closer look at A New Era of Innovation, Google Research at I/O 2026, published on May 28, 2026. At this year's I/O event, Google wowed audiences with some impressive advancements in research, particularly focusing on generative AI technologies. The unveiling of platforms like Gemini for Science and the Empirical Research Assistance, ERA, coding system signifies a groundbreaking leap in how researchers and developers can harness AI capabilities. These innovations promise to not only accelerate scientific discovery, but also enhance human ingenuity across various fields. Google's Gemini for Science initiative is a hallmark of their vision to utilize AI as a critical tool for scientific progress. The impressive aspect of Gemini is its ability to seamlessly merge foundational AI technology with collaborative research frameworks. You can think of Gemini as an intelligent partner for researchers, capable of generating hypotheses, conducting computational experiments, and essentially reimagining the scientific method itself. This could lead to researchers generating insights faster than ever, consequently speeding up discovery across innumerable scientific frontiers, from climate science and astrophysics to biology and epidemiology. The overarching goal of the Gemini platform is to empower scientists with tools that dramatically improve the standard of research efficiency. This aligns perfectly with the increasing demands for rapid discoveries, such as those required to tackle climate change impacts or emerging health crises like pandemics. By making complex data analysis manageable and efficiently actionable, Gemini might just become indispensable to researchers on the cutting edge of their fields. In addition to Gemini, Google introduced the Empirical Research Assistance, ERA, system, which has already started making waves by assisting scientists in writing more effective code. This system not only assists in programming tasks, but also incorporates machine learning models to predict various phenomena. For instance, it has shown promise in predicting hospital admissions during flu seasons and forecasting resource needs related to climate fluctuations. Such predictive capabilities are vital in guiding resource allocation for both public health and disaster preparedness, ultimately saving lives and improving emergency responses. What makes the collaboration in developing ERA particularly remarkable is its community-driven approach. Google has partnered with academic institutions, emphasizing a collective and open innovation model. This symbiosis of cutting-edge technology and human expertise can potentially lead to groundbreaking advancements tackling some of the world's most pressing problems. In fact, the developers have hinted that these tools will be readily available on platforms like GitHub, allowing for an open-source approach that democratizes access to groundbreaking technological resources. Now shifting gears, let's examine the recent article titled, Here's Why the Failure of Blue Origin's New Glenn Rocket is So Catastrophic, published on May 29, 2026. This publication highlights a stark contrast between breakthrough innovation and significant setbacks. Blue Origin, a company founded by visionary Jeff Bezos, faced a major calamity when their new Glenn rocket spectacularly exploded during a static fire test. This unfortunate incident led to considerable damage at their launch site in Florida and has raised numerous concerns about the future of the company and the broader U.S. space industry. The stakes involved in aerospace technology development cannot be understated. Blue Origin's heavy investments in their launch facility at Cape Canaveral were built on the ambition to lead in the commercial space industry. The repercussions of this failure reverberate beyond just one mishap. They cast a long shadow over the entire space exploration narrative in the United States. It's notable that, in an industry that stakes its reputation on both reliability and innovation, Such explosions can cause a crisis of confidence, not only for a single entity, but for the entire commercial space sector. The findings from Blue Origin's failure echo conversations about the fragility of technological infrastructure. The reality is that while AI tools are designed to enhance durability and adaptability in research, aerospace systems are exposed to a different set of vulnerabilities. This incident begs the question, how robust are our current aerospace technologies, and how much risk can the industry afford to take? Elon Musk famously conveyed that he defines the success of a launch not merely by the rocket's ascent, but by the integrity of the launch pad post-launch. This perspective encapsulates the essence of the aerospace industry's demands for durability and reliability. With the new Glenn explosion putting their operations on indefinite hold, Blue Origin must grapple with the lessons of technological resilience and the necessity of sustainable infrastructures in their future designs. As we consider the implications of Blue Origin's failure, it becomes essential to focus on how this setback may impact NASA and their missions. NASA has long relied on cooperative relationships with commercial space enterprises like Blue Origin for both resupply missions to the International Space Station, ISS, and human spaceflight initiatives. The uncertainty surrounding Blue Origin's operational capability raises critical questions about resource allocation and the necessity for backup plans if commercial partners face delays. Will NASA have to shift its timelines, or will they lean on other companies like SpaceX to fill the void? Next, let's dig into insights from the article, Rocket Report, A Dark Day for Blue Origin, Pentagon Eye's New Launch Site, published on the same day. In this report, we see a continuation of the fallout from the New Glenn failure. The launch pad at Cape Canaveral, now confirmed to be severely damaged, will likely push future New Glenn missions back significantly. Delays like this can impact not only Blue Origin's plans, but also the broader dynamics in the commercial space race. While the landscape may appear grim for Blue Origin, it opens a window of opportunity for their competitors. SpaceX's track record, for instance, positions them as a formidable alternative in the race for federal contracts. The fierce competition in the space sector underlines a ruthlessness inherent in these high-stakes businesses, driven by financial dynamics and national interests as developers vie for lucrative contracts that can subsidize ongoing projects and innovation. The report also expounds on broader issues surrounding space exploration, particularly the management of space debris, an issue that becomes increasingly urgent as the volume of launches grows. With China ramping up its space activities, the international responsibility of managing orbital space debris becomes a pressing matter. This can affect future missions and the sustainability of long-term space exploration endeavors. It invites an intriguing discussion about the role AI could play in managing these scenarios. As we develop more advanced propulsion systems and spacecraft capable of reaching distant celestial bodies, efficient systems to track and manage space debris grow increasingly vital. Future AI technologies could be harnessed to design propulsion mechanisms that allow rocket stages to maneuver into safer orbits or even self-destruct in a controlled manner after their missions, thereby minimizing their contributions to orbital debris. As we wrap up our exploration of these interconnected themes related to artificial intelligence and technology, one message comes through loud and clear. The intersection of AI and other innovative technologies presents vast potential for transforming fields from scientific research to aerospace engineering. The recent innovations presented by Google at I/O 26 showcase a vibrant future where AI can truly enhance human creativity, making previously unattainable goals achievable. However, the setbacks experienced by Blue Origin serve as a vital reminder that the path of progress is fraught with challenges. The aerospace industry, in particular, is characterized by its complexity and the inherent risks involved in advancing technology. Resilience, careful planning, and adaptability will shape the future of high-stakes endeavors in both AI and space exploration. As we stand on the cusp of these exciting yet daunting challenges, the task ahead will be ensuring that technological advancements serve not only to propel us forward, but also contribute to responsible and sustainable practices. There exists the potential for unparalleled growth, but we must remain vigilant, learning the lessons of caution and responsibility as we navigate this remarkable era of innovation. Ultimately, what we do with the tools of innovation will determine the legacy we leave for future generations. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.